looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
The US Report, thanks to petersofkensington.com.au. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else?
And Harley Carnes from the US tells us that you've got hurricanes hitting today, Harley.
Well, now we know how to say it, at least. It's because I looked at it, I thought, well, that looks like Isaias to me. Could be Isaias. It's Isaias. Well, they're just trying to be weird at the National Hurricane Center. I don't know why they would do that to us. It just doesn't make any sense. Anyway, Isaias forecast to hit land sometime a little later today in the Carolinas, probably the Outer Banks. Coastal residents are braced, of course, going to get some storm surge and some flooding rains. It's a minimal hurricane. It's about 70-mile-an-hour winds, but that's enough to get your attention for sure. Mostly when the storm is no stronger than that, the size of the storm matters more than anything else, how quickly it moves and how much rain it's going to drop on you. This one's not moving really, really fast, and it's staying just offshore, which is another way of saying that it'll probably survive the Outer Banks. It may not re-strengthen to a hurricane once it weakens a bit, but it'll probably be a tropical storm right up past Georgia. And it's off Georgia right now, and it'll be, you know, once it gets up here into the New York area and the New Jersey area, I'll bet we're still going to have almost a tropical storm. A lot of rain in any event.
There was a bit of a storm in the NBA when players took a knee to support Black Lives Matter, but there's a Miami player, Myers Leonard, who said no.
Yes, he is. He did. He says he has no regrets. He was the only one on the team who stood for the national anthem. I mean, that he could be criticized for standing for the national anthem in this day and time, you know, right hand on the heart, the whole deal is kind of discouraging. It's easy to declare that patriotism to the nation is or should be bigger than any transitory political pressure movement. But he did stand alone, and he said his brother's military service is one of the big reasons why he did it. He says, I'm with the Black Lives Matter movement, he said, but I love and support the military and my brother and the people who fought to defend the rights of our country. He said his brother and many close friends have sworn to protect this country at all costs, and that means something to him, as does the flag and our nation. Hats off to him.
Yeah, well, one of our football players, Israel Folau, has done the same in the UK Super League. I'll take everyone through that later on. Ellen DeGeneres, the talk show host, Harley, for years and years we've seen her in Australia. She's on TV here and everyone thinks she's the nicest person in the world. And then we heard some different stories coming out.
Yeah, they said she wasn't so nice, that behind the scenes, that there was, you know, some heavyweight stuff going on. You know, there was racism, there was bullying, there was even sexual abuse. You know, she wrote a letter to the staff, an open letter, actually, but really aimed at everyone, that basically said, as we've grown exponentially, I've not been able to stay on top of everything and relied on others to do their jobs. Clearly, some didn't. Now, of course, she's aware and committed to setting things right. Well, that sure didn't work with the staff, which felt she'd tossed them under a fast-moving bus. And a couple of very famous people said it's nonsense. Brad Garrett and Leah Thompson both out today. She's said that she knew about the sexual abuse, the bullying, the racism, even part of it. It was the behind-the-scene culture of her show, which is an interesting way to think about it. I don't think it's a great big surprise. I mean, what is comedy? It's supposed to be everything's game. Everything's fair game. There are no sacred cows in comedy. But these days, there are sacred cows all over.
Well, I think the difference with Ellen, too, is that she's sweet as pie on that show, and the whole show is all about being kind and being nice. I think it'll be hard for her to come back from here, but we'll see what happens next, and good luck with that hurricane. What's it called?
Yeah, Isaias. By the way, with Ellen, James Corden is going to be stepping in to do her show for the nonce, at least, and a lot of people think she may not be back.
Well, he's funny. He's funny, yeah, James Corden.
Funny. He and she both have made me laugh out loud many times.
So. Yeah, all right. We'll look out for him on our TVs. Yeah. We'll talk to you tomorrow, mate.
All right, I'll see you. Bye.
Yeah, James Corden hosts that show, Carpool Karaoke. Or it might be a segment on his talk show. Very funny bloke.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.